Good morning, everybody. This is Victoria again, and this morning I want to say I have a very, very special guest with me today. I'm going to be speaking with one of the Wind Fathers. I have been connecting with many different Native American spirits for many years, and one of them is particularly precious to me, and I call him Grandfather. Now, he is going to be speaking in English only because he has decided not to speak in his tribal tongue. But his message is very potent, and he wants people to know certain things. So, good morning, Grandfather Medicine Man. I'm so happy to see you.
Nishai, Anna Victoria, and good morning to you. We have come here today to do honor to you and to thank you for your writings and your teachings. But there will be many that will come to be surprised by the events that take place that are about to happen on this planet, and we have come to remind those and those that hear these words that the time is short, and to keep the faith with your spirits and your friends, and to work together for a solution to the terrible events that are taking place, Mutashi.
Yes, I understand, Grandfather, that many of the Native American spirits are very angry about what is happening to our Earth, especially here on Turtle Island, correct?
Yes, there are many terrible things that happen that need to be righted, and only through the understanding of the land and the people and the animals and the energy and spirits altogether, when they are in balance, you will know that times are right and things are about to happen.
Yes. For many years now, I have been guided and taught by many different spirits, but those that I revere, some of the most precious gifts, are from the Native American Wind Fathers. I pay them great tribute because we live in a place which is sacred land.
Yes, Victoria, you must carry your resonance forward. You must explain to others the importance of embracing life and living it like good beings with force and purpose and humility and love and guidance. But there is also a time to be a great warrior, and as such, you have given promises to your fathers, not just us, but those who rule over you. But when they seek to set aside the things of truth and try to embroil you in darkness, then it is the warrior's clarion call that he must stand and fight for those when the time is proper.
Yes, you are calling the warriors to stand and call. To heed the call and to stand before the Wind Fathers now. And what would you like to say to them, Grandfather? To some of the warriors that are trying here to support our Earth.
It is more than being a warrior, but deep what is within your heart. You must see the dawn. You must watch the sun rise and set. You must embrace that which is the land. You must walk upon the footpaths of your fathers, but you must also take into heart the spirit of giving and love and trust, and support your elders and raise your children to be good beings. But other than that, there is much more that must be taught, but cannot at this time, because you are all filled with foolishness and many of you smell.
I understand the whole smell thing. Let me explain that to you. When Grandfather first came to me, he said I smelt and he didn't want to be around me. The reason being is that over time, when humans have lost that essence of our true spirituality and who we are, when we forget to connect back to the earth and we forget to give reverence to those who are in the know, our bodies become permeated with darkness, and we start to smell to the spirit realm, correct?
Yes, and then you tell them when you went to see other great father in this place where woman and your sister went to speak And he was the only, he spoke only to you,
yes.
And signed your book and asked you what question, Victoria, when this happened.
Okay, let me tell the story. About 7 years ago, I went to a spiritual convention in Denver. And there was a writer there. His name was Dr. Ross Ihamani. And he was watching me walk around in amongst the stalls.
He Native American, was he not?
He was from South Dakota, and he was one of the tribal leaders, yes. And he pointed at me, and he called for me.
I hate when they say Native American. It is ridiculous. We are tribal people. Why do I have to say this stupid thing?
I say it because that's the reference that people understand. But I try and refer to many of the ancient spirits as tribal because they prefer it. Not Native American. They actually prefer being called tribal. So Dr. Ihamani pointed at me and he asked me to come over. And as I walked over, he was looking at me and he said to me, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Victoria." And he said, "No, that's not who you are. Who are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm from Australia." And he goes, no, that is not who you are." He said, "And who are your fathers who are standing all around you?" He could see you.
Yes, and I remember, Victoria, you tell story once of working at Spirit Shop.
Yes.
And had picture that showed your fathers all around you.
Yes.
Yes, you have given your promises to your fathers as well to be good and to always teach others. So despite what these evil religions on this earth say, the best faith is one that is born from love of the earth and love of the Creator. Yes, we honor the Great Spirit. We had it right a long time ago, and all of you don't know what you're doing.
He's right. He's right. Many of the tribal beings know that they came from alien DNA. And they don't argue that fact. Dr. Ross Ihamani talks about the Palladians. And he believes that many of the tribal people, grandfather's singing here, many of the tribal people came from the Palladians. And he has research to believe that that's where you all came from. And for many of us, we came from different sources. I came from the Anunnaki and the Lyran.
Yes, Victoria. Our fathers from the sky come in great chariots long ago to teach us how to love the earth, to love each other, to share, granted, we were wrongdoing to do.
Yes.
And then others came and take many different things. Not just Americans, not just from the West who go out and take over our lands, but also others came too. So you see, it is always about taking things from other people. Mm. It needs to stop. We need to give to each other first and then exchange value. This is how it should be done.
I agree, Grandfather. And I am so glad for the wisdom that you guys have been teaching me. I am very grateful for it, and because of that I have connected with other female spirits who are also tribal, one being Mother, and another one I have actually spoken on behalf of the White Buffalo, Grandfather.
I did not want to frighten them. This is a very sticky point for most tribal people. But as you know, for this age and era, Victoria, we wish to anoint you as the new Sophet teacher, the new White Buffalo. We ask you to write this book you have started. When are you going to finish it? We're going to help you and put information and channel information in this book, because there are great teachings. It's not just about the bad prophecy of the White Buffalo and the death that came with it, but life. The new White Buffalo prophecy, prophecy,
yes.
Kakashi Unoshina. I get them mixed up, hard, tongue get tired.
Yes.
So that is why I tell you it is time for you to finish this book. and then give it to their people. Well, maybe not give, but they give you a few coin and, you know, no overcharge, but make a few dollars so you can keep food in pantry.
Yes.
That kind of thing, you know, but fair price, fair exchange. If they will take it, we are going to bless the book so that anyone who reads it will have a moment of divine wisdom. It will be beautiful, and it will be blessed so that you may read, and you may give, and you may speak, and you may give your heart and allow them to take this knowledge and heal the black lands and other places.
I make a promise to the Wind Fathers that I will finish my book very soon, because I have information that is already in my head that I need to write down. And Grandfather, you're going to write some in the book too?
I will talk about the prophecy of the white buffalo. I will talk about the warning to all humanity, not just tribal people. But the knowledge go out through the tribal people because they will at least listen to prophecy, even if no one else will. But it is a good prophecy, Victoria, the new white buffalo. That's what we want you to speak about. And perhaps you will become to be seen as the great messenger. Is it not what you are, the messenger?
Yes, my totem is the hawk. I deliver the messages from the spiritual realm.
Yes.
And I've been doing it since I was a little girl, before I even understood what I was doing. I was delivering messages. So I also want to say to you that this book, well, it will be channeled information, and it will be given to me from the spirit of the white buffalo. And Grandfather Medicine Man is going to say some words in it, and I am sure some of the other Native American tribal fathers.
You give me stick to talk into. She hug it too much. No, that's beautiful. She woman who has much to say. But I say this, there will be 7 prophecies, each spoken from a great elder that will bring together the great prophecy of the white buffalo. If you seek to know it, if you seek to learn it, even if you do not believe it, it will be good reading, will it not?
Yes, Grandfather, it will be amazing reading. Just like Dr. Rossi Amani saw the fathers around me, I will send him a copy. I think this will be good for him. He may remember me.
You give him free copy, dammit. I no want the nasty spirit come after me, say he charged me too much for damn book. No, I'm just kidding. We look forward to such incredible wisdom. And it is wisdom for a new age, and it will not be spoken but written, but afterwards you turn book into audio for people that like to listen. It's easier to listen sometimes than to read. People are too busy to even read now.
That's true, but they can put on a headset and download our podcast and listen that way.
Yes, and you take fat ass out of chair and go out to the land and do gardening and get exercise, and you walk every day and you listen to the great words that will be in this incredible book that will come out. I sound like salesman now. I don't mean
no,
to.
No, Grandfather,
but
you're not a salesman.
But we need to tell them that this information, Dishinan Ani, is going to come out, eh?
Yes. And when he says fat ass, he's talking about anybody who sits in their chair for hours at a time and doesn't get out and enjoy life. If you want to connect to the earth, you have to allow yourself the energy that comes from it. And you don't get that if you're sitting on your butt all day.
No, it's important to develop your mind to also keep your body healthy. You must exercise almost every day. Very important to grow strong, because otherwise you cannot stand up when you must.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you have many different ways that we can help the earth, and one of them is, people, start growing your own food, okay? What you're buying at the supermarket store is just pure poison, most of it. So if you grow your own vegetables, you have a better chance of improving your health. And Grandfather's beating the drums here on the bed. Great.
No, raise energy. Yeah. I love to sing and to drum and to speak truth for these things that I know that many must learn. So I say final word to all of you there. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself good. Use your heart. Put your hands in the soil. Stand outside and enjoy the sun. Although with what's coming in the middle of the summer, you may not wish to have direct sun exposure. We will talk more about these things, Victoria.
Are you going to come back, Grandfather?
Well, now I like doing this, so I'll try again. I know I sound like a pathetic old man, but it is part of the vocalness that I must have to show others the way. And Victoria, very kind to me, but I know many of you do not know me or know these things, but I promise you to pay attention to the words that flow from this incredible wellspring of knowledge. There will be many gifts for those of you that pay attention, and the spirits will reward you if you take the time to listen and speak to them in the manner that we suggest.
Yes, exactly. And with that, I think that we've actually had enough to say, Grandfather. You did very well for your first audio ever. You did very well.
I'm not like talking into a stick. I feel stupid. And see, computer machine make squiggly lines when I talk. It bother me a lot, but I know that these words important that people hear, especially those that bear the wolf totem. I have seen you. I have seen three great dark shadow wolves walking towards the light. There is one in particular that will be an ally to you at some time. That I predict. And for others who choose their totem, we tell you how to do that too. It's not easy. It requires time, effort. You may need to do a vision quest and other things, but we will talk more about this, and I will guide you through some of these things if you wish it.
We do wish it. We need the ancient's wisdom desperately, and I don't think that there are many people out there who would say that what we have on Earth currently is working for them anymore. So,
you listen to me, all of you. I be your grandfather too, and I give you good wisdom. You taste first to see to make sure we not try to mislead you in any way. We simply give you knowledge, and if it matters to you, you take it into your heart and do changes. If not, then walk away and go your own path of death and destruction.
Correct. Most of the prophecies that were spoken by the Hopi and the Ute and other prophetic words that came throughout history are now becoming reality. And if you look at some of those, and some of those words were spoken hundreds of years ago, and they're now becoming reality. So please pay attention, especially to the Wind Fathers, because their wisdom is incredible. And I want to say a special thank you to my grandfather for coming today.
Okay, you thanked me before. I think you're wonderful, and all people are beautiful. You wear the wreath of your love on your head, your eyes, and your heart, and all things are capable.
Yes. Anything's capable. We're possible. So I want to say goodbye, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.